This is Sparta!
What's up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica.tv. I'm your host, Jay, my buddy Dan, right over here.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
What up?
What's shaking, what up, dude? I just want to give a little shout out. I've moved on from Coors Light this week. I'm going full Vermonter with the Switchback. That was my big change this week. I made a quick run to Vermont for a couple of days and had to pick me up some goodies. So, what are you doing, Danny boy?
I don't know. I think you're going to call this the unhappy hour-ish. It's 2020 sucks.
Listen, man, you know, it does. It's a crazy time. It is, you know, listen, the last week since we last spoke, this
just
week
the
has
last
been
day
crazy.
That's when you think it can't suck any worse, a new level of suckiness comes.
Well, listen, the good news is there's a lot of good stuff, and
it's almost half over.
We would be remiss not to mention, like, I mean, last time we were here, last Friday, actually the last show that we even recorded, a lot has changed since then. I'm based out of Philadelphia. Dan, you're up in New Jersey. It's been a crazy week of blowing up ATM machines, amazing protests, bad wreckage and looting and all the shit that's going on with it. But at the end of the day, you know, we had our Blackout Tuesday in support of Black Lives Matter. It's, you know, not to bring it down to start or whatever, because honestly, like I said, I think it brings it up. Like, people are in the streets unlike anybody has ever been before. There are more protests going on worldwide than ever before in the world. I was in St. Johnsbury, Vermont this week, and there was a protest of 200 plus people. It was amazing. It's amazing to see people rallying. You know, so at the end of the day, yeah, there's some bad shit going on. But you know, it leaves me hopeful for what we have coming up. So, as long as that hopefulness doesn't end up in 2 weeks being a wild coronavirus bubble, we should be okay.
Well, somebody said, what happened to the murder hornets? You know, did I miss them?
No, we skipped right over the murder hornets. We're on to the world burning.
But there are ticks, though, that carry in the New Jersey area that carry this new crazy disease. Well, not new, but 10% of the people that get this disease die.
Yeah,
it's like a brain swelling or something.
There's also a meteor like headed towards us, I think. So,
the asteroid. Yeah, but they make it sound like I read that because I'm like, if this thing's even remotely close, we're fucked.
And
maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing right now.
I was going to say, there was one meme that I was reading that was like, thank God. thank fucking God. Put an end to me.
One of the people in our chat room just posted before, he said, Doc Brown saying, Marty, whatever you do,
don't go back to 2020. Saw that. Yep.
Hurricane season started, so you got a tropical storm over... New Orleans, so
we got that going on. Yeah, it's but you know what, Dan? You know what's still standing? Exotica TV. Not the Exotica Expo, but Exotica TV. Yeah.
Lucky us.
We are, you know, and also we're currently working on, you know, our Chicago show, which is a couple of months away, which looks to be something that we're going to need to push back a little bit. We're, you know, more information coming, but, you know, listen, man, you just got to fucking roll with it. And I don't know what more to tell you. I'm trying to give you the pep talk, but you know, the pep talk is this though.
Drink.
The key to pouring Switchback is making sure that you swirl the last third of it so that it gets all of the sediment and then pour it over the top.
I actually decided to go back to my Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee. Because it's not a whiskey kind of night, because I gotta take care of some shit after this. But
that's right, Dan, handle your fucking shit, man.
Handle my fucking shit.
Whoa, Jesus, what are you doing over there?
That's not me.
I know who that is.
That's our little
unicorn. It's Miss Unicorn. Yeah. So, which now brings me, now the doom and gloom is over with, the we're moving on to greener pastures, my friend. And
so what could possibly go wrong? Which is Exotica TV's tagline is, we're sorry we're a little bit late, folks. We had some issues with overseas connections.
You keep it down back there.
With overseas connections. One of our guests aren't here yet. Hopefully she'll show up. But for those who have been with us for the entire long ride.
Well, first, tell people what we're doing.
I'm getting there. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. No, you're not. Love will keep us together, Jay.
Love.
I love you.
Love will keep us together.
So.
I got a leg cramp. Oh, it hurts.
Karma. 15 years ago in Miami Beach, Florida, Exotica had its very first show. And we decided to have some of our guests tonight were people and stars and whatnot that were there. I unfortunately missed the very first one, but we'll talk about that later in our history. But one of the stars who actually made all this possible, like, she's like our 6 degrees of bacon.
She's our bacon.
She's our bacon. Yep. Our bacon, the one and only Tara Patrick.
Hey.
Yay. So this is the one thing that I've done is I brought you two together.
You did.
This relationship.
I don't know whether to love you or hate you.
She also knows who I was responsible for kind of helping bring together for her. So this could be payback.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just one big circle.
But
the circle of life.
The circle. Okay, that's the second song I've sung in like 6 minutes. So we're not gonna do this anymore.
You've gone from Captain and Tennille to Disney songs.
Yes.
What's next? Show tunes, Jay?
I don't know as if I know any show tunes.
Sure. Actually, when I see you two, I think of Billy Joel. I love you just the way you are.
Oh, you know what? If I could lay my head on Dan's shoulder, I would.
Don't go changing. Yeah.
Got a reason.
Yeah. So Tara goes all the way back. She was like, I've said it before on some of these Exotica TV episodes. Like she was the start of this thing. She was like the tipping point that made this thing the rolling train wreck that it is.
How did you meet Jay?
Oh my gosh. Actually, one, I was just going to say too, I've been getting lately, because you know how everybody does the Throwback Thursday or the Flashback Friday pictures or posts or whatnot. I've been getting so many from Exotica and from that first Miami show. And I'm just like, who dressed me?
do you guys
look, because we were so much younger. I mean, I don't want to bring that up, but like I look back on some of the early fashion and I'm like, what? Like,
it's funny that you actually say that. I didn't even really think it's been long enough that like that really
fans
that,
will always remind
that
you.
Really mattered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I know what Exotica it was, and I know which city, and I know which time. And going back in time, it's because of my outfits. So anyway,
makes sense. So let it be known that I have a number of photos that I'm going to kind of throw up throughout the course of time. It might look more like a train wreck than anything, but it will give people kind of a glimpse into like what we were dealing with.
So who were those other people? Were they just randoms?
Those were just fans. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's funny because now that we're coming up on, so unfortunately, yes, everything's had to be postponed because we would have technically had the Chicago show already.
We'd be in DC right now.
We'd be in DC
today
right
would
now.
Be the
exactly.
opening. Actually, 18 minutes ago would have been the opening of Exotica DC.
And I was really excited about that because we haven't been to DC. And we've been to so many cities and so many fans that have followed me. I mean, I know this sounds creepy, but I think it's awesome. They have followed me and Alexis. And they do. They're like, they're singing after me. Don't go changing. But no, like all the different cities that we've been in all these years, I've seen some of the same fans.
Yeah.
Oh, all the time. Like we have this loyal Exotica crew.
Never cease to amaze me some of the folks that we see in every city. Like, I mean, my personal favorite is Thomas Manning. Shout out to Thomas Manning. He is the man. He is the older gentleman, quite tall, walks around the show often with a
hair and a baseball cap.
Not a thermos, but like a cooler or whatever. It's like a 6-pack cooler.
And an igloo.
It took us like
It sounds igloo coolers.
It took us like 10 years to bring up the courage to be able to ask him what was in it, because we just assumed heads, human heart. Dead bodies, legs, some. It's film. It's his camera case. So, but Thomas Manning. It's funny because he used to call in like once a month into the office, and he would say, you know, you should try Atlantic City. You got to try Atlantic City. You know, I'm open in June in Atlantic City. So, and we had no plans of doing it. Ultimately, down the road, we did Atlantic City. And the first person I thought of when I signed the contract for that place was random Thomas Manning, because I was like, that dude is going to shit his pants when he finds, like, when he sees this. He's going to be like, I did this.
So, that I actually made it. No, and Miami was
so
always.
So, how'd you guys meet? We didn't.
I know. I was gonna go.
No. Go for it. People are wondering. Everybody's asking in the chat room. Really? Come on, get to the story.
Okay, sorry.
I was before Grace.
Yes, like benefits.
No, you were right around the same time as Grace. I started dating my wife like the year before we started Exotica.
Well, we met through someone who neither one of us know anymore as well.
Very true.
But I remember vividly having a really nice steak dinner at Prime. Was it Prime 112?
Yep.
I don't know if I would just want to start shouting out places right now.
Now you get a
staff pizza. It's very true.
Pizza or like hotel buffet breakfast? Do you even get breakfast?
He's not allowed to eat. He gets coffee. So here you go. You guys can see the that was actually night three of the first Exotica. Was hanging out. What was it? Yeah, Prime 112. I thought I had instantly. I thought I was the man. Like I went in. I started that weekend thinking it was going to be.
Charmaine was there.
Well, that's 2007. No, I think Charmaine came in 2007. In 2006.
No, you're right. Yes, you're right.
It was you and what was her name? Yasmin.
Sorry, you're right. It was Yasmin.
Beltran or Bell something. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Who's now a makeup artist, funny enough.
Interesting. Yeah, that was. And before we even jump into like 2006, I mean, the reason we're starting this was because on Tuesday was the 15th birthday of Victory Trade Show Management, which was our original management company that I started sitting on my couch, probably smoking too much pot, and decided to give this thing a try, and. We came up with this idea of Exotica. We were like, you know, that was back when Erotica LA was still crushing it in Los Angeles. AVN was, that shit was crazy. I mean, that, you know, to see what it was in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, we thought we were going to walk into this thing and just like, yeah, money was just going to start raining down from the ceilings and it wouldn't be that much work. And here we are, lots of gray hairs later, and realizing that that was completely wrong.
Well, and it was the only show, and I want to step in here and say for a second that they being AVN, had dominated the market for so long. So I think it was really brave of you to even step up and do a trade show because there wasn't anything.
Yeah. Well, also, what people don't realize, and those that have been around, you know, as long as, you know, God knows, God forbid I have, because I've actually been around, Jesus, this is my like 22nd year. Something like that.
Oh, an adult.
An adult.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
97 was my first year, so 23rd year. But cheers. The whole, yeah, lucky me.
Hey, my mom's you are lucky.
Dan's grumpy today. Don't worry about it. We'll loosen him up by the end of this thing.
But no, but I mean, you just like AVN back then too was business to business, right? Ooh. I mean, there were civilians that got
consumers that
got in there. Because they got their passes through CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, which AVN was kind of a part of it. Yeah, it was kind of a part of it over at the Sands Echo Center. But it was a B2B. So you had to know somebody. You couldn't buy a ticket to it.
Exactly.
You had to know somebody to buy a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, so, and Erotica LA, which was also owned by AVN, was there. It was, you know, obviously in Los Angeles, not Vegas, like AVN or the Adult Entertainment Expo, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that was the consumer thing. And that place, too, was like just crushing it. I mean, they had an R-rated side, an X-rated side. So those were huge shows. So, you know, you get the whole thing, Jay, right? And I'm going to interview you a little bit here, Jay. So, sure. By the way, I remember the very first impression I got of Victory Trade Show Management was I love the ad.
Oh,
you had your Dalmatian.
Oh yeah,
and the three beagles.
Yep, I actually just popped that up. I didn't send it to you guys.
Yeah, we saw it. Yep. So anyway, but yeah, so you guys do this first show, and I know Jay, you've told the story on here in the past how, you know, you didn't know who was going to show up, anybody was going to show up. You know, you were just a boy in a dream, a dollar in a dream. And then you got that. Somehow you convinced Tara, you know, to come down there, and Jenna Jameson. Who else was there? Ron Jeremy.
Ron. So, and I've said before, like that was it. Like, I mean, we had other people and we had Alexis and we had, but when Adult in 2006, Adult, if you had those three, you had everybody. Like it was, and that's what's so interesting about the evolution of the industry is that, you know, you remember 06, 07, was the Jenna, Tara, Ron, like you guys were everywhere and you encapsulated kind of like what the entire industry was. Of course, now it's much, you know, more spread out and the internet has changed things in such a huge way and other industries have changed it. But yeah, those were the main three. And now when people come to a show and see hundreds of Adult stars, they don't realize that in 2006, I think we had 10. You know, maybe 10.
But the you know what it is, though? That you had the biggest stars. I mean, you had legends there. Tara, Hall of Fame, you know, obviously, and still crushing it. I mean, you know, you had Ron, you know, Jenna Jameson, Sonny Leone.
Yep. Yeah, I realized that today. I never even knew.
And like, those who haven't been keeping tabs on Sonny Leone, I mean, she was a Vivid girl with you, Tara, when you were later was Vivid. And yeah. And actually, see, Tara, back to Bacon again. Tara is responsible in a way for Sonny and Daniel being her husband being again.
Yeah. Well, and I want to like, I know this is going to be a little off random, but I want to also bring up that Exotica being in Miami was a big deal too, because the shows were always in Vegas and LA. Yep. The whole industry, everything was always in Vegas and LA. So if the show being in Miami was really nice, because I can remember for years, so many fans were like, what about us? Like people who didn't, you know, AVN was so formal. It was really one reason why I was so excited to do Exotica and to sign up for Exotica was because it wasn't just a show for the industry, the fans. I can remember for hours and hours just signing and, you know, being able to put my stuff in fans' hands. I mean, that's a big thing. We weren't allowed to sell.
Meanwhile, now, fast forward 15 years and we get yelled at all the time because there's nothing on the West Coast. You know, it's like, it's amazing how that's actually like changed. And we're trying. We are trying to come back.
We've gotten out west, you know, west of west of the Rockies, you know, twice, three times.
We've done LA, and, you know,
LA. Three different cities, I should say. Portland, right? Denver and LA. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jay.
The one thing I will say, and maybe it's like a 30-second answer to a question that we get a lot, is why we don't come back to Los Angeles. And the simple truth to it is that we went out there filling a void after Erotica LA had gone away. But back then, and for some reason, I think it might still continue to this day, there's this little thing called AdultCon that also went on out there. And as you guys probably remember, like, it was a show that literally just, let's just say it doesn't live up to the standards of what any of these shows that we've, you know, come to know.
I was going
to
say, it's not.
Yeah. And so at the end of the day, they really just, you know, the consumer looks at it and says, it's an adult show. You know, an adult show is a porn show is a porn show is a porn show. They're all the same, you know, whatever. And so this show was going on 4 or 5 times a year at the convention center. It was a nothing show. But the problem was that fans went to it thinking that it was something along the realms of what Exotica was.
And the funny thing is like, and you've gone, you know, and we've gone great lengths over, you know, the years, you know, Exotica, with the exception of, you know, somebody spelling it with 3 X's, you know, so they could have the domain, you know, it's not a porn show. I mean, it's a show for adults, for like-minded adults. The original tagline was, you know, a celebration of sexy. You know, I mean, so it's, you know, do we have adult film stars there? Yes, you know. Look, I mean, you know, Tara, do you want to be called a porn star or an adult star? Which do you prefer?
Honestly, both are fine.
You know, but it doesn't matter to you?
I think the difference lies outside of the industry.
Right.
You know.
I mean, if you're looking at it from a branding perspective, because I look at it this way. I mean, once you're established, I think that obviously saying porn star doesn't really dent or make a negative impact right. on who you are. But I get what you're saying for branding purposes. I mean, especially when you're on social media, yeah, adult sounds more friendly.
No, and
but
it is.
there is such a stigma.
So
still,
it's funny that you say that because, and I'm gonna drop something over
among here. Civilians is what I meant, like among us or among let's right. say other brands, like other sponsors, you know, like.
So in 2006, and I'm putting it up now. We that you guys are looking at is our first billboard, the first billboard yeah. we ever did.
And now, how many billboards?
Do,
did you
wait
have?
A second. Do you notice something about it?
Yep. Well, I can't see it now. It, and I swear I'm not drunk.
It
I'm
says
drunk
Exotica spelled with one X.
With one X. You know why? Because they wouldn't let us put a billboard up that had three X's
oh.
on it. And so we had to
Didn't
literally.
Didn't they kick us off the news too? Weren't we going to do like the news? And they were like, no, we
yep.
can't have no people
mind.
In the studio.
And so we had this billboard
we still
up.
Get that.
And yeah. and it literally, they were like, we need you to change the name of the show. And you're like, and by the way, nowadays we'd be like, oh, fuck yourself. We'll find another billboard company. Like, you know, whatever. Then was like, yes, sir. we'll change it. You know, we were just doing anything that we could to like make this thing work.
And it's crazy. Like when you do that. And the funny thing is like now, so, you know, look, there's still, you know, as the guy that, you know, is, you know, partially mostly responsible for, you know, handling, you know, the advertising and stuff for the show. It's still a fight to this day of getting on. Like here, I want to buy in New Jersey, for example. Last year, I think we had like 32 billboards altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just a New Jersey show, right? So we, you know, so think about it. You know, and for those who don't know, billboards aren't cheap. So you know, we're buying for a month to 2 months, 32 billboards, and I'm, you know, so here I am walking. Like here's a suitcase, and in this suitcase is lots and lots of money. You know, that we want to give you, we want to buy your billboard. No, we won't take your advertising. But you know what? The guy on the New Jersey Turnpike that is 100 feet beyond you is going to take my advertising. So why won't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's just the way it works. But what's funny is that billboard that we just showed was the billboard. we're not talking about like, you know, the network of billboards that we bought to make this thing happen. Like that was the billboard, and you know, it was crazy.
Everyone that I've ever had come to Exotica, and I'm talking everyone from, you know, personal friends, family, my sister. I mean, I've had over the years so many friends, family, just people come to Exotica, and it's always the same reaction. Like, they're always like, this is so awesome, or there's always someone that they've wanted to meet, or, you know, just even all the bands and yep. music and just people that we've had. I mean, I don't know.
So I just sent you guys another photo and threw it up. Tara's original booth, the very first year,
yeah.
with the big,
stage.
Big white drapes,
my white curtains.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many girls who are. It's funny because I stopped filming in 2000. I think it was 2007-8, and I'll still get so many girls go, I remember you and your white curtains, and I'm like, white curtains,
yep.
and yeah, it's always Exotica. So,
and then the other. I'm just going to kind of rip through a few that I've saved out of this.
Out of the vault.
The Exotica vault. So on a
my hair. What is that?
It said celebration sexy.
Tantalize your senses.
If you want to go back to see it, you could just hit the little on your computer.
We just like
thing.
Picked random things and stuck them on there. I mean, I will say, and by the way,
how
notice
many hair colors have I had?
That, that's a good question. That that was the only year that we used that Exotica logo. That was retired after year one. I remember the
it
very
looks like a paddle.
Well, that's kind of what it was supposed to look like. It was like, you know, so. Yeah. I still remember we had an ad agency that we were working with down in Miami Beach. The ad agency consisted of one dude. He was like 179 years old.
So he's older than me. My 137.
By like 20 years. Yeah, 30 years. But he was the man. And he was also our lobbyist. He was the guy that got us into the Miami Beach in Convention Center. And I still remember to this day, he called me like a week before the show. Maybe 2 weeks, because he had seen some stuff come through. And he said, "Is that your logo?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "You need to change that right now." And I'm like, "Wait, I like this. I like, you know, 20, I have no idea." I'm like, and he's like, "No, you, that doesn't work." And I couldn't understand like what he didn't, and at the end of the day, he was right. And we changed it the following year. Shout out to Ted, who, you know, helped us get that thing done. But like, it was
it rejected or?
No, he just, I don't know. Everybody just hated it. And looking back, it kind of, I get it. It's got like a cartoon on it and you can't really read it and it looks like a paddle, but you don't really know. But, you know, we had no idea what we were doing. So, you know, it all worked out.
You just like had to wing it and just hope that it was,
you know, we did. Yeah. And I told the story before about, you know, we had sold like 200 tickets leading up to before the show opened. Like Friday morning, I woke up and, you know, we're telling people we're going to have 15,000 people at this thing. And we had sold like 250 tickets. And I was like, "Oh my God, we're going to die." And like, or I'm going to die. People are going to kill me. And
Miami's a good place to go into hiding, I guess.
Well, little did I know at the time that Miami is a wild walk-up town. They're just not, you know, there's so much shit going on that it's like they're not buying tickets ahead of time. They're going to the box office. And so an hour before the show, there was a line of 300 people standing in line waiting to get, you know, waiting to buy tickets. And that was the moment where I was just like, "Oh, okay, this makes sense." So, or this, holy shit, this is actually going to work and nobody's going to kill me. So,
dude. I can remember from the first show, like people always ask me like things that fans bring me to sign or what's the weirdest thing. I remember a guy bringing me a plant and he was like, "I'm moving into my first apartment. Will you sign my plant?" He's like, "You make things grow. So like, maybe you'll make this grow." And I was like, okay.
Like, that's pretty awful. Jay, I don't want to alarm you, by the way. There were people behind you.
Oh, they're these guys. They smoke weed out on the other house. I swear to God. Oh, dude, this is fantastic. Look at them. These guys are great. That's the house behind me, right?
Can they do parkour? Because you're in Philly, and it's like kind of sketchy there. So I just wanted to
let me see if I can zoom in on them because I feel like I can. All right, here we go.
Oh, now I see movement. Yeah,
they're back there. Oh, look. So these guys hang out back here. Behind on the other house, and you know, they smoke, they bring like a 2-foot bong out there and they play like Nickelback and they just hang out. And
what
so,
is it with Nickelback?
I don't know, but welcome to
Nickelback. Keeps coming back to us.
Meanwhile, they're looking in my window and they're like, you know, they see like the lights and the cameras and the whatever, and like they probably think I'm like Jake Paul's little brother or something. But
so they've never been to the show.
They're new. When we moved back into the house, which was recently, these guys have magically appeared. So my kids run recon missions to spy on them smoking weed in the back, and they're like, "We could see them upstairs, and they're smoking cigarettes." And they're, you know, and you're like, "Yep." So they. Welcome to Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't want to alarm everybody here. All right, so you guys do the show, right? The first show, and we had, if anybody watches one of our other shows here in Human Resources, we were talking with Jay's parents. So Jay, do you have a staff photo from your very first one?
So I don't, but I do. The staff photo that I have is from 2007, which was the second year. There were so few people that we literally like didn't take a staff photo. I don't think
because the staff in the first one was you, your now wife, your girlfriend, like your best friend.
My best friend from high school. Yep.
Another guy named Woody.
Woody Grabber.
Rudy Grabber.
So there's
that was it. And your mom and your dad.
My mom and my dad. There they are.
By the way, they look the same.
I know they do.
Your parents are the only ones who don't look different.
I know, it's crazy.
They were old to start with.
And then
maybe.
And then, of course, the kicker to that, and you know, not to jump around, but
see, I was there, but I was incognito staff.
Yes. Yeah. You weren't quite staff. You were like actually participatory. Like you were on the floor in the booth, like, you know, doing.
Yeah, but I got all the girls there.
That's true. Dan's got all the girls. So then put that next to what's up there now, which is our staff photo now, that literally is like three times the amount of people.
And that's not even including like security, right? And there's people missing there. And, you know, by the way, you know, like I book a lot, you know, some of the stars for the show, and you know, so now we have like, you know, 20 something stars, 24 stars usually at Bad Dragon Spotlight. Mm-hmm. That's just one booth. Where at the very first show, again, we said it was, you know, Tara, Jenna, Ron, Sonny Leone, Sonny Lane. Alexis Amore, which we're still waiting for her to come.
We
haven't given up hope yet.
We're just waiting for her to link in.
And if anybody knows Alexis, tell her, you know, hey, she should wait for you.
And it's crazy now because so much of the staff, their parents.
We talk about security. This is my buddy, Jared. He was my high school friend, one of my other high school friends, not Ben. And he came down and he was our security, period. There was no other security. He was just the single guy that was like, you know, they're basically in charge of nothing, making sure that things like didn't burn down. So apparently the two chicks that are with him probably should have been the security members, but yeah.
Do you remember Rebecca? She was my security. She was a bodybuilder too.
Oh, that's right. Rebecca, whatever happened to her?
She was a Playboy Playmate 84, Rebecca Armstrong. Oh, she's still educating and she's around and she does the circuit.
So, Miami, and yeah, and we're just going to jump ahead. I mean, so for the shows, and we're going to go out of order sequence here, but like Miami's infamous, and we'll do it from city. So the show in Miami, again, like, you know, Tara and Jay both said, was in Miami Beach, you know, South Beach at the Miami Beach Convention Center. So, and you know, over the years, I mean, yeah, we expanded to Jersey and then later on Chicago, well, in LA, some other cities, you know, here and there, but the thing with Miami was just always crazy in the beginning. And it was just, you know, and as more and more stars found out about it and, you know, came with it, you know, again, now that group of, you know, maybe there was like eight the entire show of year one, then year two, you know, and I had actually heard about He Who Shall Remain Nameless told me about you, Jay. And said, oh, you should do the show. And at the time, I was the editor of Genesis Magazine. And we were already committed to doing a show in New York that same weekend. The Exotic Erotic Ball was doing something there. So, you know, we did that expo with them. And yeah, you know, so we unfortunately had to skip. Jay and I, you know, get together. We met up for dinner one night and a comedy show with Reverend Bob Levy.
And it was magic ever since.
It was wonderful. And we meet up, you know, we start working together for year two. And yeah, you know, with the Genesis, yeah, we had stuff there. And then you were there also with your company, TerraVision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the start of my love affair, my mental love affair with Charmaine.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I'm gonna pop that photo up there. Gotta grab that one.
I was just gonna pop one up of us too. Oh, yeah.
So it was Daisy.
You like that dress? Who let me leave with that dress?
It was Daisy, Charmaine, and Tara, and
yeah. And I found this. I don't know if I can show it. Oh, yeah. It was some of the first publicity from Miami,
Yep. Wait, was that up? Where was that?
So this is me and Jenna Jameson.
Yep. Yep.
And the funny thing is this article is about how Jenna and I like were rivals,
right?
And they were saying like Exotica was the first show that brought you together. Peace on earth.
How did you, I mean, you know, and that's actually brings up a funny question because you know, was there you guys really had kind of that meteoric rise, you know, together? And was there ever like competition where, I mean, were you guys friends? What was the deal?
It's interesting because Yes and no. Like, right. Personally, we don't know each other at all. And right. a big factor in that is she started, I'd say, about 7 years before I did. Yep. So she was getting married or had gotten married when I came in and started my way up to the top. So it was kind of like ships passing through the night. Right. And I feel like in every industry, it doesn't matter if it's wrestling, music, there always has to be this kind of like, oh, you know, they're oh, yeah. rivals, but we're apples and oranges. And at the end of the day, I mean, every time we've been in a social situation or we've been put together, of course, we both have big egos. So it's not like we were ever going to shoot together.
Well, one is much larger than the other, but yes.
But you know what I mean. Each other. It was more like you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. Right. You know, we're both separate, and but obviously, I think too, we had very different styles and fan bases, but there was like, you know, room for both. And yeah. So I remember, like, yeah, I saved all the clippings from like
that's too cute.
Jennifer Stara.
Yep. I remember those days like they were yesterday, for sure.
But you were the first show to put us like both together, like me with my white curtains and I don't know what she had.
Wasn't there a movie, Jenna versus Tara?
They wanted to do it, but we couldn't.
It never happened?
It never happened.
Why did I think I saw something like that? You know, it might have been something on like Vivid TV or something.
Yeah, and we put out a press release and stuff. But in the end, I think she just wasn't shooting. It just wasn't, like I said, like right. she had kind of finished. She was at the tail end of really finishing when I was starting. So
what is Club Jenna now? I know they sold to Playboy. Like, did they ever, did anything?
And Playboy's out now. So
right. So I got to imagine.
General Media or whoever
she
owned
did,
it.
Right? She sold, yeah. I think.
That was, so, which leads to a fun story, which was the difference between 2006 and 2007. So 2006, you know, we had the full crew, all of you guys, including and you and Jenna and Ron. And then the next year we had you guys back, and we, like Dan said, he brought in a number of other stars and was kind of the first time that
Jenna Hayes.
Yeah, we were starting to build up. And then that was,
and Jenna was with Tito then, right?
That was the crazy, crazy year of Jenna. Jenna had just sold Club Jenna. She came in and it was wild because, listen, I'm not blowing anybody's cover by saying Jenna's had her ups and downs, right? And right. and so year two, she came in and we had built this booth for her, and they were all like 8-foot stand-up signs that stood around the booth. And they were all, you know, all the promo photos that they had provided, and we put them up. Well, Jenna came in, and it was post Jay. Jay had been at the first show, her husband then, and then second year was Tito, and Tito Ortiz, UFC dude, and awesome guy. They were great, but Jenna did not look like Jenna, and so it exploded the world. Like it was. It was on, and I wish I could play it, but our feed would get shut off instantly. That was the year that we were on Saturday Night Live with Weekend Update with Amy Poehler, and they did a piece on Exotica with Jenna, and I was the only time in my life that I was quoted on Page Six, you know, and it was solely because Jenna just, she had lost a ton of weight. She didn't look like herself. She walked in and she was 85 pounds, like if that, you know, and it just, and the juxtaposition of her standing in front of this 8-foot sign of her, of a photo from 2 years ago, you know, it's like having to stand next to your, you know, before and after photo, you know, it was wild.
At Long Tongue Silva said, Tara is greater than Jenna. So there you go.
Oh,
Tara.
Wait, hold it up to the middle. Like,
sorry. Can you see it? So this was mine and Charmaine's first selfie in Miami Beach that year. Asian invasion.
Amazing.
So,
but it's crazy.
And I've been hiding my love for her ever since.
So, we're quickly covering. We're gonna try and cover 15 years of Exotica in a nutshell, right?
We're in year two.
So let's fast forward to year. So. 2007, my first show working with you, Jay. It was a memorable experience. I remember it well. If I remember, Gnarls Barkley Crazy was a song of the summer because the guy in the hotel room down the hall from me played it constantly until I went to his room and took it out of his room and just ripped the radio out and just walked away with it. And this guy's just looking at it like, what the fuck? But so go to 2008. Jay's there, like, I got this idea, man. Yeah, we just
that, that's like the worst thing that I like. That's the worst thing that could ever happen.
I did Miami Beach with him again. You know, this year became a little bit more entrenched in the show. April Fool, where this is live, not recorded, just so you know. And anyway, so Jay's there after. He's like, dude, you know, I want to do a show, you know, in New Jersey, but call it Exotica New York. It's close to the, you know, the Lincoln Tunnel. Javis is there, so we're going to be at the Meadowlands Expo Center, which is, for those who don't know the area, you know, 15, like, not even, like, no traffic, 5 minutes from the Lincoln Tunnel, which gets you into the heart of Manhattan.
Yeah.
So Jay comes to me, right? He's there, like, all right, there's this place in Secaucus, you know, which is there, the New Jersey Expo Center, and we're going to do Exotica New York in New Jersey there. And I'm like, well, you know, first off, Jerseys, we have a kind of a thing here. I'm in New Jersey. We don't like being referred to as, you know, it's bad enough. The New York Giants, the New York Jets play football in New Jersey, and they're still called New York. But there's this whole thing, right? So he has this idea that he's going to do this show there. It's going to be, you know, pretty much in my backyard in Secaucus. The show rolls around. I believe, and Jay just ran away for a second. But so we could actually like talk about it and make fun of him now, and he won't even know until he watches this later. Everybody should email. I should give out his personal email right now. Everybody should get Jay on Facebook at. Oh, hey Jay, we're totally weren't talking about.
He has a Facebook.
Yes, he has a Facebook.
Some anyway, of us have to pee.
So we. So Jay has this idea. So the show's rolling around. It's about 10 days before the show, and there's all this bullshit with New Jersey. The mayor doesn't want it there. It's an election year. Invokes this like crazy alcohol beverage commission law that we said we weren't even going to serve alcohol, so it shouldn't be a problem. Anyway, they get a restraining order against us from opening there. We end up doing the show down in Edison. And basically, for those who've ever been to a New Jersey show, if you walk in the lobby and that big, that little open area that we have where, you know, our entrance unit is and all that, that's exactly the size of the first Exotica in New Jersey. It was crazy. Are you showing
know,
a picture of?
Well, you know what? I'm going to, the second photo that I'm sending you right now, it's the overhead photo, makes people realize like what we're dealing with. So like that photo, the second one is literally that's the front entrance of the New Jersey Expo Center that you see now. So like, and you can see the show that was set up behind it that we had to move out to be able to get our show in and then move them back in after we were out just to be able to get the space for the weekend that we were there. So, I mean, it probably is. The usual floor is like 160,000 square feet. We probably did that show in 35,000.
Yeah. And now, you know, the show, you know, fast forward, this is, yeah, we've done 12 years in New Jersey now.
It's our biggest show.
Yeah, it's the biggest show by far. I mean,
and we get the most love. I have to say, it's, we get so much love from New Jersey, New York. You know, people come from all over. What's that?
No, I remember when I told Kathy, my girlfriend, that, you know, we were doing this, you know, when we first met and, you know, doing the show. And when she came, I mean, she didn't know what to probably, you know, expect out of this thing.
Look at Dan. He's got bell bottoms on. This was like 74.
Dude, they're not bell bottoms.
The sneaker amazing thing of this photo is that not only Dan, but my wife is sitting on stage right now because I think she must have been judging like Miss Exotica or something. And like, for those that know her now, like, you know, I struggled to get her to come over and say hi at the show. So, you know, the fact that you, not me, for those of you that like, you know, with, she hasn't been over there. She comes over now, like sporadically to be up there on the Miss Exotica competition stage.
Well, because we had to go up there because the people that were doing it, they were just giving it to the, you know, whoever they wanted to, you know, hang out with or try and impress or something. So, like, I remember Grace, come on, we're going. Like, yeah, I think we literally took the people that they had sitting there and we ripped them out of there and just, like, sat in their seats, kind of.
What you're saying is that Grace was a plant.
No, not a plant. We had to go and rescue the whole Ms. Exotica thing and keep the integrity of it.
Yeah, they were trying to make it fair. Look like they were actually look, judging.
Look at Dan.
They were being judgy, Jay. They're judgy. I know. Judgy.
Dan is very judgy. So is my wife. So they're super perfect judgy. For each other.
Who Dan, did win the Hiratella?
I don't freaking know.
I don't know. Whoever Dan split the money with, probably.
Talk about integrity. But I'm curious about Chicago because we get the most love in Jersey and Chicago.
Yeah,
Chicago, no, hands down, too. Chicago's our city.
Yep.
Chicago's always been.
Chicago, this is when it happens this year, it is our 10th anniversary there. So, I mean, I fucking love Chicago. If I didn't live in Philadelphia, I'd live in Chicago.
Or,
what's that?
You'd live in Chicago? I said, did you have to twist any arms or was Chicago?
No, you know what? So we do the show in Rosemont, which is technically a village outside of the city of Chicago. And those guys are amazing. I mean, it is, it's a convention town. They're built for conventions. Yeah. They have something, what is it, Dan? Like 4,000 people that live there and like 200,000 people that go through there on a daily basis. So like it's.
Because it's right, literally 2 minutes out of O'Hare.
Right.
Yeah, it's
I mean, O'Hare Airport. I mean, you fly into O'Hare if you guys ever want to come to Chicago to Exotica. You fly into O'Hare Airport. You get off. You get on the shuttle to your hotel,
which is
10 minutes. And by the way, the hotel's right across the street from the convention center. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Best combat, yeah. Tara.
And they treat us really good. That hotel's always been really.
I mastered typing with one hand.
Dope Don Juan says it.
Dope Don Juan.
James the Big Evil says, hope it happens in Chicago and can't wait. Is that James Bartolet?
Could be. James B.
Hustle James Harder said, Tara, help me with my cardio.
Oh, it's James Bartolet, yeah. Oh my God, we totally did do cardio.
Chime D first says, hi guys.
I just assumed that he got out of breath masturbating. Like, what, were you doing cardio?
Actually were doing cardio, swear to God. But not together.
Like is that what they call it these days?
This is not code for anything. Okay. No, it's not code for anything.
With the first Jersey show, the crazy thing with it was, so you know, again, it's my backyard. I'm involved with as a volunteer. You know, I have kids, and you know, not a lot of people. It's the suburbs of New Jersey, man. I mean, you know, let's just put it this way: they just don't get it. Some people do, some people don't. Some people are cool with it and say, hey, can you donate tickets to Exotica to our Tricky Tray? And some people
in Jersey,
say,
they have Tricky Trays. I have no idea what that is, but...
A raffle.
Okay. Then call like it a raffle.
A charity raffle. What do you call it?
Tricky Tray.
What do you call it?
I don't know. A raffle?
No, like a thing where there's a whole bunch of different raffles at a thing.
Yeah.
A raffle.
It's not a raffle.
Anyways, Sarah continue with your Jersey speak. Go right ahead.
My Jersey speak. My Jersey. Taylor Ham.
Use go ahead, dude. You're good.
Used.
No, oh. Used is Philly, dude.
No, it's not. That's definitely.
No, Used.
It's a South Jersey thing, I think. Yeah. I mean, it's a Philly
so
thing.
So the show. Of. So now we're in this like major media battle. I mean, every news channel is running something about Exotica. CNN has it. I mean, it's just crazy. It's everywhere. Like CNBC. All these people are calling. Jays, they're like, dude, can you get on there and, you know, and talk to them? Like this news person wants to meet somebody in like 15 minutes. And I'm like, absolutely fucking not, you know, and
that was Mike Maz, right? We brought Maz in.
So we flew Mike Maz, good friend of ours. You know, he came in and he took the bullet in the media for us. Yeah. Just went on interviews with all these people. And I just remember like them coming down to the first show and, you know, there's the 5 o'clock lead reporter. She's sitting, Pat Battle. She's sitting on the giant swing that we have the hottie sit on when they come in. And this one's on a seesaw and doesn't realize what they're holding on to. But, you know, it was just a crazy, crazy show. So
they didn't know it was a dildo handle.
No. Or they, like, masked it. We told them we couldn't take it off.
Okay.
So what's that? I was probably doing the panel there. Thanks for, on that picture. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
The beauty of that show is, or the beauty of that, was the fact that like it absolutely exploded. It was as soon as it got blocked, it was just, there was no stopping it. And we kept saying going through it, like if we can get these doors open, it will be the greatest thing that ever happened to us. And not dissimilar to what Dallas was later on, you know, it really,
in hindsight being 2020, when you were indisposed before, yeah, I had mentioned, you know, just like the fact that, you know, we thought it would be so much better, you know, next to, you know, New York. Absolutely not fucking lootly. I mean, it's better actually where it is, because
I think so.
Where it is in New Jersey is like in the dead middle of the state. Like dead middle of the state. So, you know, people come from all over. People come from New York. People come from Brooklyn, Staten Philly, Island.
Even Ohio. I've seen people, they're like, it's easy to drive from Ohio because it's only... Well,
and, it's a cheap flight from Europe, too.
Because God knows we know they didn't go to Columbus.
A lot.
And then year two, they tried to block it because they asked the mayor, you know, in year one, they asked the mayor of Edison, New Jersey, you know, what he thought of everything. And he's there, well, there's nothing I can do about it, you know. And then they tried year two with saying that we were close to, you know, too close to, what was it, a bus stop, Jay?
Yeah, so there was a public bus stop in the back of a field that, like, you know, that nobody used. And they said, you're within 1,500 feet of a public access point or whatever. And so the convention...
It's not like a school.
No, it's a public point. And like the public has to be there. And God forbid from 1,500 feet, they see a convention center that has people doing Exotica stuff in it. So...
Hey Jay, when you
milling outside the convention center.
Grab this dude's tweet to us right now. He was stationed at Colts Neck. Thank you for your service, but... He was just like talking about how he always heard about, you know, Exotica, New Jersey. So, you know, they tried to get it. We joked around. It was just like they made it just by the length of like Shawn Michaels' dick.
So we the convention center hired what do they call those people? A surveyor. They came out and they measured from like point A to point B, and it came back 1,500 feet, 9 inches. So that Jersey show is legal by 9 inches, which is less than Shawn Michaels' dick. So,
what city?
Or so he hears.
Yeah. Actually,
what city do people like want Exotica at? Like that they request a lot that we haven't been at?
New Orleans, all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the problem is like I love New Orleans.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like. Shoot no, that. That's, I'm just I, really. I was really curious.
So. I love New Orleans, and I think that it would be. Fun there,
what's
Sean.
Up, Sean?
Yeah. I'm at
moment of silence. 9 inches. Nine seconds.
So the hard part is like New Orleans, it would be a fun place for people to travel to go to the show. But the problem is a not a huge city, and you know, questionable whether, you know, the price point of like a $45-$50 ticket is like, you know, gonna fly. And then also the folks that are coming there to see it or to travel to New Orleans are more likely trying to go to New Orleans. They're not trying to go to a convention center to go.
Exactly.
You know, it's a lot like our Denver show. We had some great like travel. You know, we had a ton of traveled in folks from out of state going to the show, but it was largely to go to the dispensaries and like do the Dallas thing or Denver thing. Sorry. Than to actually go to the show itself.
Hey, Jay, at Beefcake Maya, Jay says, cool headphones.
He's not talking to me.
These are warm.
It was a bad joke.
And that was a comment from like way back. You're scrolling through.
I want to say, too, from 2006 till now, I can't even tell you how many women... I don't, you know, we do the free Friday, free ladies free Friday.
Yep.
But how many women come now to the shows,
which, you know, Dan, that's $1 million question. Like which show did we start that? So is that a Fleshlight, by the way?
That's my Fleshlight. So that's my pussy, Jay. You should know.
Let me ask you this. Were you the first Fleshlight girl? Like
I was.
Were you? Fuck yeah. They're
popping everybody here.
In all your years of being the first. So you were the first Fleshlight girl. Did you ever hear of anybody putting one in the dishwasher?
No, but a guy told me he put boiling water in it. I was like, why would you do that? He was like, well, I just thought if I poured boiling water in it and shook it around.
Note the new glasses, buddy. Note the new glasses. See this?
I know. Yeah. I like them. Yeah. They could go in the dishwasher. You just wouldn't see them in there.
Shut up. Long story. I told a long story about my Fleshlight experience, and I used the dishwasher to clean it.
He was cheating on you, Tara. He had Tegan's and not yours.
It's true. You know what? I could bring myself to use Tegan's. I physically couldn't do Terrace because we're too cool, you know, and we've gone too far back that it's like I couldn't do it.
Well, my daughter's father, Tony, who actually came to a few of the shows, we were together for a few years. So Tony, that's how we met. He did the molds. He did Tegan's molds. He did almost every girl's molds. I was the last girl he molded.
I hope it's not a sore subject, but I mean, everybody was like, I think everybody was in love with Tony when they saw him.
What a good looking dude.
Even the guys that were on the show. We were all in awe of how handsome he is.
He was a stud. Yeah. He had great hair.
His eyebrows. Yeah, no. Tony and I are still very tight. And, no pun intended. I mean, anyway. But so I was the last girl he molded. But the craziest thing is, I would say when Fleshlight gave Tony and I my molds for our anniversary. Okay, that was a gift or whatever. But the weird thing is, I was going through his stuff one night, because I guess chicks, we just do this, and he had Tori Black's Fleshlight. I was like, oh, you're cheating on me with Tori Black, but I love her, so it's all good. He's like, I don't know, it was like the demo or something, like he was trying to, but I'm like, okay, I approve of Tori. So I've been cheated on with Tegan and Tori.
Actually, Kathy's friend, or I can't remember who it was, but came to the show, and it was the year, and Jersey, look, I mean, Jersey, it was seemed like year after year, I mean, you know, Jersey's like freaking, you know, just like just knock shit away, because it's like, yeah, we've been through, let's see, you know, two mayors trying to do it. And you know, two mayors trying to shut it down, and what else? What year was it, Jay? The nor'easter, like, the week before the show, we had this crazy snowstorm here. That was in 2011.
I remember.
Where they actually canceled Halloween here. Mm-hmm. And the year after that was Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah, so Hurricane Sandy.
That hit, like, and that was going to be, like, you know, huge show. We hired Naughty by Nature to play our main stage.
I remember.
The show was November 9th through 11th, right?
And because it was flooded. It was, like, completely flooded.
Yeah, Sandy hit October 29th, right? So everything, like, and you know, you couldn't even get gas to go down the street. Yeah. Everything was gone. There was, like 3 feet of water in the expo center. Mm-hmm. There were fish in the expo center.
Yeah, because that would have been my first show back. I remember that would have been my first show back. That was Sandy. That's right.
And by some miracle it happened, and by an even miracle people came, but. We did an initiative. Jay took all the credit for it, for Exotica Gives Back.
Yeah.
We found like some organizations, like Little Ferry, New Jersey, you know, that took some of our, because people didn't want to take our donations because of who we are, getting back to the whole, you know, the whole stigma.
So we did all this stuff.
We did this, like, I mean, huge charity. I mean, the Red Cross came for blood donations. And we did a charity, like, silent auction, or charity tricky trade, Jay.
Yeah. And, no, because I remember there were firefighters and first responders and police officers that they always come, and they're always cool. And we always give them, like, free pictures, and we always, like, let them into the show.
Or jobs.
I remember a bunch of them were like, hey, can we get some of this, like, merch and stuff?
Your Fleshlight was one of the prizes.
Yeah.
And Kathy, you know, my girlfriend's, you know, friend or sister or somebody won it. And, like, you know, I can't fly home with this. And I don't know what happened to your Fleshlight. I think we gave it out on the stage at one point.
We did. Which means that Dan Diamond took it home. That's basically like
our old MC.
Yeah.
So let's see.
By the way, was my mic just muted when I screamed down to my kids to say, shut the hell up? No. Okay, cool.
Bob,
Meatloaf.
So who haven't we had as like a music, like musically, like who would you want to play? So
for years you had Two Live Crew.
Yep.
Yeah.
And people always ask why we do hip hop acts or whatever. And pure and simple, there's usually only one guy you have to fly in because we're cheap. Nah. And it's just very difficult to get a sound system to, you know, in a giant, you know, 100-something thousand square foot exhibition hall to sound good, you know. And it's not the main focus of the show, but, you know, because you can't turn all the lights off. So we have stage lights and everything, but we have a killer sound system, but it's just difficult. So we had Two Live Crew.
Julio.
Who are still our homeboys. You know, those guys are great.
We had Young MC and Tone Loc. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to do Chicago in 2012. Was it, Jay?
Something like that.
I got to get to my little notes here. Yeah, in 2012, Young MC and Tone Loc, but Tone Loc had got canceled because
he didn't show up. He didn't get on the plane.
He got detained at the airport.
Because he tried to go through airport security without identification. Like, I mean, I get it. You're Tone Loc.
I am, and baby, out to funky old Medina.
No, you can't do
no,
that.
No, you can't do that. So, and then he
that
fought.
Doesn't work for anybody.
And then he fought the guy. And, like, actually, I think he got arrested and, like, ended up on the news or whatever. Which, by the way, is only the first time that one of our main stage people have gotten arrested and not shown up.
We'll get into that in a second. Well, the other one, should I?
Coolio?
No, no. We were doing it was the second year of the fannies, and, you know,
in
Atlantic City. And we had Naughty by Nature.
Right.
That was 2014. Was supposed to be there again and to perform during our award show. And freaking Tretch led police on a freaking like a 3-town car chase in New Jersey.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, I have to throw in here real quick, and I can't drop the comment on here because it won't let me. But Gary, Grace's little brother, says, "What's up?" He was one of the guys hanging out with us that very first year at 112. Probably the other guy smoking the joint, hanging out. The Asian guy smoking the joint. Yeah.
We have to have a reunion. Is he allowed to come?
He's allowed. We're all allowed.
Okay.
We're all legal.
So, so that was Tone. But we later had Tone. We forgave him, and we later had Tone in Portland.
Yeah.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Naughty by Nature was my favorite. They were the ones that did, like, it was a different performance. They were.
They were awesome. They were. Coolio.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had Jazz, DJ Jazzy Jeff? Because isn't he from Philly?
You know, we haven't.
We thought about it.
We had the Roots crew guys who were not really like...
Shopping.
Yeah, it was supposed to be something way different than it really was. But
the best was somebody... I was standing there, like, one of the guys from the Roots coming. I'm like, they're on right now. We were standing there right at the stage.
It's... People don't realize like what it takes to actually like you can do everything right. You can plan everything perfectly. You can have every rider done, every information sheet handled, everybody with all the info, and then somebody just doesn't fucking show up. Like it, like you know, and it is what it is. Like
take our show for example. We were supposed to have you and Alexa Morey, and we have you.
I'm always here.
That's right.
You're
on the other side of the world too. So
yeah, you're in Italy right now,
and we're out of quarantine, mofos.
Oh man, how's it feel?
You know what? I'm fine at home. I actually don't want to go out. It's like a cat who's been inside for so long.
Maybe
and
you're
like,
feral.
You let it out, and they're like,
be like
kitten mittens.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I 10 times faster?
No.
But no, it's the vibe of the show too, because we've gone into some cities where you never know what you're going to get. And I always tell this to fans too. It's like, we're going into uncharted territory. It was like with Denver,
Dude,
you know, like you could hear
Dallas.
Denver year one was awesome. I mean, it was just a great time. I mean, that was 2000 and what was it? 17, Jay?
Yeah.
16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
I think
17. 16
and
was
Denver cool. was great for me. I loved it. I had a great time. I had a great, you know, I sold great. Everything went great. But I guess what I'm getting at too is like, it's just always uncharted territory. Like we've been in some cities for so many years, so we kind of can roll with it and know what to expect.
And then, every once in a while you land in Denver, in Dallas, Texas. Which is like that was honestly like looking back on all the exoticas. I mean, the year that we were thrown out of the Meadowlands in 08 and had to move was crazy because it was my 30th birthday. We just found out Grace was pregnant with our first kid. Like I, you know, the whole business imploded in like a day. I learned about it on CNN, you know, like that was crazy. But Dallas was a different kind of crazy. I've never had a group so misjudge what it is. Mm-hmm. Like it really, I still remember Adrian, Adrian, our old sales director, who him and I were down there before the show. I think it was the night before you got in, Dan. And we did like a pre-con or whatever, and then walked the...
I was there.
Were you there with all the cops?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So It was, you know, usually every city we go into, we do like a pre-con, which is like a pre-convention meeting, and you meet all of the head of food and beverage and the head of catering and the head of, you know, the rigging crews and the electrical and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we did that, and in the room was probably three or four cops, and which is weird because usually, you know, maybe you have security there, maybe you'd have a cop there, but like three or four cops. And then they're like, you know, when we're done with this, we'd like to take a walk around the exhibit hall. We're like, all right, cool. So we walk out of the place. As we're walking, people just start adding to the group. All of a sudden, I look around and we have like 15 to 18 Dallas police officers.
And usually I say Jay exaggerates. This is the one time he's not exaggerating.
No, it was just
not adding color.
I have a photo. I wish I could have dug it up. There was Adrian standing there talking, you know, he's like standing there talking to like this group of cops. And so we walked through the show. And as I'm walking through, you know, they were cool and they were, you know, like they weren't in there trying to like bust our balls, but they were definitely on command. Like they were there because their higher ups told them they needed to be there.
The backstory though is there was a woman, and yeah, if you don't mind, there was a woman who, you know, who was actually trying the mayor, people, they were hitting up the mayor that year too, year one, of saying, how can you let this show here? Yeah, you know, there were so many different protest groups and stuff at that show in the lobby of the show, because that was a public space, which was crazy. But the crazier thing was
I'd be remiss if I didn't throw this up while we were talking.
But the crazier thing was with that show, that was the year I remember that the dentist shot the lion.
Yeah,
Marty Lion, was that the lion's name?
Yep.
And shot the lion. And I remember doing an interview with somebody there because I was, one of the people, obviously the organizers of the show. And I remember saying to them, and there was a dentist convention in the hall next to us.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, well, you know, how about somebody going over there and picketing them and protesting them because a dentist killed a lion? So they're all guilty.
Yeah.
It was, but they were trying to say that our show and the adult community, you know, contributes to human trafficking and that.
I remember walking in to get to the show, and I remember like protesters physically trying to block us from going in. And the craziest thing about all that was, you know, who saved me was Missy
Stone,
because she starts twerking. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, girl, go ahead, girl. I was like, this is crazy.
That was our first and only experience with the Westboro Baptist Church.
I
will say, fuck those people. They are horrible. If anybody's going to burn in hell, if there is one, like it's going to be them.
Like,
they had children in the convention center lobby holding signs that said, you deserve to be raped. I hope you get AIDS.
Yeah, I remember them telling me, how could you be a mother? And I'm thinking, how do they even know all this? Like it was, but yeah, if it weren't for Missy twerking, I don't think I would have like even made it.
It was one of
they were like,
one of my favorite things that I saw of those cops, because by the third day, like every show that we have a couple of police that usually work the show, and they're there and they're in uniform. We hire them and we have them come in, and they're really, you know, they're the show of force. They're the folks that like you want people to feel comfortable that they have somebody there to be able to report to. In Dallas, we had 15 or 20 like during the open show. And there was a protester there that his whole like thing is just to incite people, just to get them to hit him, just to get him to like react. And he called this dude walks out of the show, an attendee walks out of the show with his girlfriend, and he called her a whore or like called her something.
No, he called him a child molester.
Called him a child molester. This dude walks up and knocks this motherfucker out. Like just one punch, boom, the guy hits the ground. The cops, you know, jump out of their chairs because they're just kicking it, you know, getting like overtime. And like they jump out. They put the guy in handcuffs. They bring him outside. They grab the protester. You know, they're dealing with him. They obviously know this guy. He does it all over town. And I walked outside to like make sure that the attendee was like under control and whatever. They brought him out. They uncuffed him. They were like, go home. And they sent him on his way. And the guy was like, thank you. And was out, you know, it was wild. I mean, Dallas was, they shot up our host hotel with paintballs. Obviously everything that we're dealing with, you know, the protests and the riots and everything in the, you know, current world, like, you just realize that some people are out there to fuck some shit up, you know, and yeah. it's unfortunate, you know, but.
Well, and that's why we more than, you know, cover our asses. I mean, we hire like professional security for shows. I mean, you know, we have, you know, a huge security staff and a head of security that travels with us and, you know, armed police at the shows because, you know, we want to make sure everybody's safe. And the same thing goes with when we're going to do a show again. People are asking, you know, hey, when are tickets going on sale? And, well, tickets are on sale now, actually. But, you know, we're not going to do a show until, you know, we know that you guys are going to be safe, that, you know, Tara, you know, and the other stars that we have coming to the
show. Just Tara. As long as Tara's safe, we're good.
No, that we're safe, you know, that our families are safe.
You going for a fly? You got a fly in the room?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking
prepared,
about.
Prepared, sorry.
Catch up with chopsticks? Like Miyagi style?
I'm only half.
I was going to say, that might be like just kind of like stepping on races.
Oh, come on. You're just mad you didn't say it.
I know, it's true.
My mom can, though. No, my mom's badass. She totally can. I have to use this electric, like,
I have one of those. Thing. I have the same one. It charges by USB.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the salt gun? The salt gun, there's a gun that you load salt, table salt into it, and you pump it up, and you can shoot salt at flies, and it, like, kills them or stuns
them.
Can
we rename the show ADD?
Sorry, yeah. What are we talking about again? Exotica? What's that, huh?
We're not going to do New Orleans. D.C., hypothetically. I mean, not hypothetically, but D.C.
is supposed to be in December now.
Yep.
It was supposed to be this weekend. Like, tonight would have been the opening night of Exotica's first ever show in the D.C. metro area.
Mm-hmm. And why D.C.? Like, what was that? Because I don't know that.
It's a huge market.
It's the number. Oh, okay. I think it's the number five market.
I think so.
In the country.
I think so.
And media wise, where the show actually is actually outside of D.C., outside of Dulles Airport in Virginia.
It's like the New Jersey Expo Center equivalent. I mean, it literally it's.
Yeah. But this place, I mean, it's in not Richmond County, Franklin County, is that it? Fairfax County.
Virginia,
okay.
Which is, like, believe it or not, the richest per capita county in the country.
Yep.
And the neighboring county is number three in the country. So there's a lot of money there for the stars. The facility is cool. And yeah, I just want to say, because, like, this week, Jay and I, you know, it was June, the first week of June, so we talked to, you know, refer to them as partners, you know, over the course of the year, the hotels and the expo centers and, you know, and just all these places, and everybody has, like, been so cool.
Right.
Like, you know, they want to work with us, too, you know, when they're ready to open and when things get opened up. And, you know, we had some cool, you know, like Jay said earlier, it doesn't look like Chicago is going to, you know, happen on schedule.
Okay.
Probably have to postpone again. I mean, we'll announce as soon as we know for sure, we'll announce it. You know, because obviously we have to wait to, you know, get the word, you know, the official word from them. But, you know, we spoke to our, you know, down in Miami from the Miami Airport Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we'll see you guys in September. We're excited. You know, you're going to be like our, you know, fourth or fifth show back.
Yeah.
So
and we have to take pictures. I mean, there can't be any. I can't imagine a show where we can't.
Well, that's what the thing is. Is like, you know, is everybody gonna wear masks? I mean, yeah. What is the show gonna look like post? This. And I'm super anxious to see. Just, you know, curious what the numbers are gonna be in the next couple of weeks, like Jay said. But the DC, so we spoke to the DC guys, and DC's, you know, expecting us in there in December. And yeah, we just talked, and we were on the phone with the New Jersey Expo Center, which, by the way, right now is being used as a medical field station for, you know, the overflow. And they're going they're going to hopefully shut that down soon. Jersey's getting a little bit better. Yeah. We just went into stage two and, Jay, stop, you're gonna make me pee. And but you know, we're there in October, the end of October, October 23rd through 25th this year, and they're like, you know, they're excited to have us there. You know, they feel that we're gonna be there. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we're hopeful, and you know, look, we want to get back while we enjoy doing these things, you know, and Exotica TV a little bit. You know, it's, you know, look, I mean, we're not making any money from this, people. You know, this is free to you guys. I mean, whatever the, you know, the cost that we have for whatever we're doing, I mean, you know, we did that. Yeah, we want to, you know, keep, you know,
we're keeping ourselves busy and keeping people entertained, you know, yeah, and that's
staying in touch.
No, and it's, you know what,
I get asked all the time, fans, they want any kind of updates.
It's
or,
been cool,
you know.
It's been cool to be able to support, you know, I think the stars are the ones that are doing the best, right? Because OnlyFans is like crushing it and people are crushing it, and it is what it is. But like, people don't realize that there is a whole group of folks that are in that kind of like, you know, stage five, like, you know, concert performers, people that work backstage, that do AV, that do union rigging, that do, you know, our decorators, the show producers. You know, it's really wild, you know, just how far stretched this is. And so, you know, for us, it was an obvious decision. You know, Exotica TV was started about 2 hours after we left the office for quarantine. Cause it was like, what are we going to do? You know, how do we keep people kind of like entertained and involved? But, you know, all the stage performers that haven't worked since February, you know, all of the seminar speakers that are traveling every week, you know, all of those folks that, you know, it really, this gives everybody a forum and still keeps everybody relevant, gets the promo out there, gets people, you know, kind of entertained and talking about it. And so, you know, that's what we do. Dan and I are just like Bartle and James of
wine coolers.
Yeah. Are you Bartle or James? I think I'm Bartle.
I like to think of like more like Laurel and Hardy or Batman and Robin.
Ooh, Laurel and Hardy would be a good one. I could
Batman
say.
And Robin would be good.
Do I have this here? I had for a while.
I'm Batman.
The old man Muppet theme. There you go. I just like I like to drop this over the top of us.
Oh, what's their name?
At first, it's
Mortimer
funny.
And what is it? Mortimer and what the hell are their names again?
The guys from the Muppets, the two old men that sit up in the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Mortimer and what?
That's basically,
they were like the.
That's basically Dan and I. Every once in a while, whenever we start bickering back and forth, I just pop that up really quick. That covers that, like us in the corner.
That frog is really stupid.
It's funny you said Bartles and James, because the first Miami show that we did, I remember I was like, I don't normally drink during shows, right, but I walked like just to a bodega to get some. I wanted wine coolers, and all I had was Zima. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, I remember that.
I was pretty desperate. So anyway, you said Bartles and James. That's what I was looking for.
That's like the next generation.
Like the blue coconut one.
That's the next decades.
Zima.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like we were going through to, you know, today, you know, in preparing for the show, because we really only prepare for these shows a day in advance. Or the
hours.
Day of, I should say.
It's just
wait,
hours.
You actually prepare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we actually do.
Doesn't this look prepared?
But here's like our timeline.
I don't know. I showed up.
Here's some timeline of notable events. So
somebody
2006,
did.
Right? The first Exotica in Miami Beach. I wasn't there, but it was the first show. 2007.
You were there
monument,
in spirit.
The monumental thing was it was my first show. So Jake can thank his lucky stars for that one, because I helped rescue Exotica New York's debut when it got kicked out. True, Jay?
Dan, Exotica New York would not have happened if not for some of the connections that Dan had.
See? I did. I'm a do-gooder. 2009,
he gets shit done.
I tried to block that again. I do.
That was the Shawn Michael year.
New York was tough,
2009 was in Miami Beach. Like, now we had, like, that was, like, our biggest show ever with stars because, I mean, you know, you were there, I think.
Yeah.
I know you weren't there, right, that year, right?
No, I was in 2009.
You were there. But that was the first one we had. Jesse Jane was there and Stoya. Mm-hmm.
Which was, that was a photo that I sent you. So we
Stoya, mm-hmm. I mean, Jenna Hayes, Tegan, Sonny Leone, you, Joanna Angel, Gina Lynn, mm-hmm. Bree Olson and Caden Cross were there. They were under contract with it.
I think you should give
Anna was there too.
Give Jesse her props because she was all. I would say that she was the last in the train of like worldwide superstars. You know, she came in year three-ish, I think. Actually, wait a second. So you want to hear a funny story? A funny Tara Patrick story? So in 2006.
Am I going to laugh?
I hope you're going to laugh or cry, one of the two. 2006, we sent an email blast out that had a photo of you because you were signed on to the show. And I got a phone call like 6.5 seconds after the email went out, and it was from Adela.
Oh, God.
From Digital Playground. And she was like, "You done fucked up." For those that knew Adela, you know, back in those days, she was a crusher, man. She called me and scared the piss out of me in like 5 seconds. Was like, "Tara used to be with us and that's our photo. And you know, and literally sent us an invoice." And it was just like a whole, like in 3 seconds, just my world exploded. And somehow, long story short, I got them to do, they were the back page of our show program ad, the very first of our show program, the very first year we did it. And it actually, in the end, ended up opening up to the fact that Digital Playground got involved in 07 or 08. So it was like through like a terrifying moment where I had never, you know, we were kids and we had no idea what was going on. And like to have them start like coming down on us was terrifying.
Because she had never done the show.
To then parlaying it into, having them involved.
Jesse did, and Jay Beach in the chat, the dude from the Navy, he had actually said that he remembers, you know, Jesse was at the very first Exotica because in New Jersey, and this is what I remember, and it's a funny Jesse story. So, yeah, if anybody's ever met Jessie, I mean, and you'll both attest to this. I mean, she's like super cool.
She's a nut.
Just like, yeah, like friendly.
Yeah.
Her ex-husband, man, Jessie's tiny. She's like maybe like 5'1".
Yeah.
Ex-husband.
This is the part of the show that Dan starts to show his fist.
Punching you in the face, motherfucker. Rich, her ex-husband, was 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
He was just this massive fucking guy,
right?
Was
a beast. And she was
strong as hell.
They couldn't have been more, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like, but he like watched over her like crazy. I mean, you know, like Jesse like likes to have fun, man. I mean, she'll party and she'll have a good time. Anyway, because it was the first year we were in Jersey, it was such a short notice. I mean, we moved that show in 10 days, literally 10 days. Mm-hmm. We had to find a new hotel. So the closest hotel we could find, because the good old Sheraton in Edison was actually under construction. As they are right now. So don't go there, whatever you do. You like that little plug, Jay?
Yeah, I do like that.
Okay, because they're under construction. But anyway, and we're not using them this year. But we had to stay in New Brunswick, New Jersey, right? So Jesse was dancing at this club, Harem, which is about like 45 minutes away in Jersey.
That was a fun club.
Yeah, it's a cool club, and they sent a driver down. Now, Harem was also owned by the same guy that owned Satin Dolls, for those in the know, was the Bada Bing Club in The Sopranos.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's like crazy, right? So that was right down the street from there. Anyway, they send this car down for, you know, Jesse. Her and her guy Rich get into the limo. He's taking them up to the club. All of a sudden, this guy freaks out. They're like in this like industrial park. He's like trying to kidnap them. Like, Rich, like, grabs over the arm, you know, of it, and, like, you know, he's, like, choking the guy out until he stops. They stop on a divider in the middle of the road, and they just, like, take off. And then this guy just, like, you know, obviously he's scared and just, like, takes off and leaves him there. Now he's calling me. He's like, "Dude, you're not going to believe what just happened." I'm like, tells me a story. I totally don't believe it. He's like, no, I'm serious, you know. And so we'd use his Find My iPhone app. I get
to triangulate. You know,
They knew exactly where he was from it. I called my buddy who was in the state police, and he gets somebody there. We get the guys from the club over to there to come down and get it. And anyway, that was the crazy story with
Jesse almost got kidnapped. Yeah.
Okay, but why was he trying to kidnap them?
We don't know. He took off.
We never got to the end of the crime.
We never did.
We would have.
This was like an episode of Forensic Files. I mean,
it was like crazy.
I wish they would make more Forensic Files.
There's a new show.
It's The Voice.
The Voice.
That's
me. Dancing with the Stars.
The genetic
detective. It's on like Channel 7. Well, ABC. Sorry. It's a pretty cool show. Like they're solving like old crimes where they putting all this genetic shit together.
I go to sleep. I used to go to sleep listening to Forensic Files because that guy's voice is so goddamn
okay,
buttery.
Can I tell you something creepy? So remember when we had the show in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. Right.
That period, the narrator, Peter, his name is Peter. I can't remember his last name. I Googled where he lived and Peter it was North? Like St. Petersburg. No, it was not Peter North, but he wasn't far from Fort Lauderdale. And I remember I didn't have to start till like 5 on Friday. And I was like, shoot, I could go see this narrator guy and come back for the opening Saturday.
You were just going to show up at his house just like.
Totes. I was just going to see where he. Peter,
who's the guy? I love the guy on Dateline. And on Dateline, a murder, a young man in Philly on his rooftop.
My problem with Forensic Files now is that I've heard every single episode like a couple of times. And so I'm just like, I know they found the fingernail underneath the couch. Like, you know,
Could narrate it. Yeah. You could narrate it.
Yeah. Well, this but genetic that's detective, my routine. You guys got to watch it. It's pretty.
Genetic
it's pretty
detective. Cool. I'll have to check detective. It out.
It's only been sounds like more months, invasive. So. So what about the West Coast? Would you ever go back to like? Well, I mean, is there a necessary?
I'm going through our little timeline here. Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to.
No, that's okay. So then we move on to. Let's see. Oh, so our first show ever at Exotica Los Angeles was in 2010.
Yep.
We did the Fame Awards. We picked that up over there. Yeah. We had those there. HemCon was next door.
Yep.
We had Ladies Free Friday there, which we'll get to that in a little bit. Go 2011. Now we're doing Exotica, New Jersey. There was a Halloween nor'easter where we got like this freaking crazy ass like ice storm blizzard thing. Power lines were down. Halloween that year was canceled. It was like 3 days before the show. I mean, it was crazy.
Jersey has always been damned, even though it's an amazing show every year. There's always an issue. As soon as you cruise in easy, it's like, oh, by the way.
Well, that year started off. So let's this. It was, when was, Jay, by the way, look in your calendar and find out when Mother's Day was. What
should
year
be
that
around
was. No, the Mother's Day Massacre. Was that 2011?
Probably.
Yeah, because 2012 was great. It was one of those, we did a show, we did a Mother's Day, was the Sunday of the show.
And we hired Amy Fisher to do a MILF contest. We were like, so none of these shows are ever held like on, you know, on major holidays because, you know, who would show up, right? So we're like, all right, you know, Mother's Day, like, think about it. It's like, we're super female friendly. Like, it's, you know, well, it'll be fine. Like, and by the way, we'll do like Mother's Day contests and like this and that. That Mother's Day contest turned into Amy Fisher hosting a MILF competition on stage. And we still to this day call it the Mother's Day Massacre because
nobody came to the show.
It was like Columbus, except it only lasted one day.
Anyway, 2011.
No, just because nobody who in their right mind, when you really think about it, like on Mother's Day.
Are actually going to go to a show.
Like, it's just, you know.
Hey, Ma, sorry, I can't go. I got to go get this DVD signed by Tara Patrick.
Ma, come with me. I got to pick up my favorite butt plug. Like, no.
No, listen, I'll get you one too,
Ma. Don't worry.
No, I agree. You've probably seen couple, like, family. Dude, I remember people standing in line, like mother and daughter. And that was what kind of led us to think that it would be an okay thing. It wasn't okay.
No. So anyway, start off here.
Who suggested Amy Fisher?
Huh?
What was the question?
Amy Fisher.
Right.
How did Amy Fisher come to be? Is she in the business or was she?
Yeah, she made a movie.
Yeah.
She made an adult movie.
We weren't like, hey, what?
I think it was with Vivid.
Was she? I don't remember that. Yeah, Amy Fisher, the Lolita chick, yep. The Long Island girl that. Yeah,
yep.
That's her.
What's the guy's name?
Joey Buttafuoco.
She made a movie. I'm gonna have to Google all this.
He wasn't there, but anyway. So 2011 started off great. Exotica Miami Beach. We get, and unfortunately, we're not in our office right now because it's framed and on our wall. The cease and desist from the NFL because some jerk off who was a promoter down in Miami for a strip club, he decided to put out a flyer with an unofficial Exotica party. With, you know, he stole our logo and just put it on there. which is, you know, kind of illegal, well, very illegal. But then he puts on like Major Wright, who was on, he was on the Chicago Bears
in their Chicago uniforms, in their Bear uniforms.
This guy for the Chiefs, you know, Eric Berry in their uniform on the flyer, which is, you know, you can't even use a logo from football. You can't even say NFL. You can't even use the word Super Bowl. If we wanted to do a Super Bowl party, you have to say big game, you know, they're so protective of it, you know, but anyway, we got a cease and desist letter from them. Then we go into Chicago that year. You know, okay, that was pretty uneventful. Good show.
No, well, I have an NFL story.
LA later on. So now we're back in LA. I just started dating my girlfriend back home. She's telling me, and Jay's wife is like going crazy because Hurricane Irene was hitting the East Coast, you know, Philly and New Jersey, and like they had like power out. We don't even know if we're going to be able to get home. You know, basements are filling up with water, it's flooding. And, you know, when we have like this miserable show, and then, you know, we also say, you know what, we're going to the fucking Playboy Mansion. We got an invite and possibly one of the more fun shows, even though we never went back
It was the most expensive, like, night out that I've ever
had. Are you also allowed to talk about the other thing with LA?
About the, like, you have people I have known? Yes.
No.
Jeez, that makes it feel like a deep, dark secret. I don't know.
I just don't know if legally you can talk about it.
Oh, about Ladies Free Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the other kicker to that was that we ended up getting...
This is why we don't go back to LA or California.
We got sued. We got sued in the state of California because of little thing called the Unruh Act, which basically made it illegal for like ladies' nights, you know, for people to charge different amounts for, and it's only survives in the state of California. It's the only place that it is. And it was a law created to give people the opportunity to sue for $4,000 in small claims court or like file a charge and make $4,000. So, you know, discrimination, I get. Like, I'm not, you know, we're not trying to discriminate by any means. But at the same time, you know, this men group of men, literally like a fraternal order or whatever, goes around and sues people on these grounds. Like, that's their business plan. Like, they... You know, they find these places that do it unknowingly and then they sue them. And so, yeah, we got locked in like a 2-year battle with this organization. And at the end of the day, they didn't make enough to cover their fucking legal fees. So fuck those guys. But they definitely, like, it was my first deposition. It broke my deposition cherry, which was terrifying. So, you know, that is what it is.
So, I mean, so 2011 was basically like almost like it was like a 2020 for us almost. I mean, everything that could go wrong, that went wrong. And then, you know, 12 starts out, we do Exotica Miami Beach, you know, again, right? And that year was like fucking amazing because there was the convention center stupidly, or that's not a nice
luckily
thing to say. Luckily for us, stupidly for them, booked the Miami Beach High School prom in another hall at the same convention center.
Oh my gosh. Which so then
it was crazy.
Yeah, it was
all over the news,
nationwide news of the prom being there. And so, like, you know, we were on the other side of the convention center. Nobody saw it. Like, we did have some kids that were 18 that left their prom and went to Exotica. Totally fine, you know, but it was more of a media like hype issue than anything. But the kicker to that was on top of that, every night of Exotica I don't know. It sounds bad because like it was such a benefit. It was a good thing for the show. At the end of the day, it ultimately is not a good thing, but was China. China was at the show and she passed out everywhere, all over town in Miami Beach, like every day. And so we were on the front of TMZ. We were on the cover of don't break anything. That was the snapping.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel bad for that. Stick your tongue on it. I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you. I totally would if I was thinking about doing
it. Yeah,
it's true. So, you know, yeah, China was all over the place. She was such a nice girl, but she definitely was troubled. She was all over the place. And actually, I pop up like the TMZ articles of like, it was It was an insane year.
You know what, Jay? That would be a great thing for you to do in a show. Like, what would Jay do? And we give you $100. You get one of the, I'll send you one of those.
Where does the $100 come from? That's the question.
It'll come from my entertainment. This is entertainment here. Dude.
We need to be able to sell tickets.
We will start a Patreon or a GoFundMe. No. Who what wants to see Jay take that electric tennis racket and zap his nuts with it?
What does he call the raffle thing again? We call it a raffle.
The tricky tray.
Yeah. So we'll do a tricky tray.
Oh, it's not the same thing.
By the way, there was a comment way up in this that said, I'm from New Jersey. I've never heard of a fucking trick-a-tray. So, like, so there you go.
Who? I don't believe.
We got to keep going or else we're going to need, like, happy hour-ish, right, too.
And that was the year that we were supposed to have the Roots. Well, we had the Roots crew all-stars there. But it was a crazy, crazy year. Great year. Then in Chicago, though, you get into, you know, the Tone Loc getting arrested at the airport. And then Jersey, Superstorm Handy, Sandy hit. We went on with all that, right?
Superstorm Handy, yep.
Superstorm Handy.
Yep.
2013, another wonderful year. We had our first ever Atlantic City show and the first ever Exotica Fan Choice Awards.
Yes.
Otherwise known as the Fannies, hosted by Alexis Texas and the comedians Don Jameson, Jim Florentine. It was also, though, when the Boston Marathon got bombed. And that one guy was like
the underwear bomber.
No, he was the.
No, this was that crazy like police chase where they like he.
Yeah, he was like hiding in a boat.
Oh yeah.
The guy exploded the Boston Marathon and then went on a run. Yep.
That's right.
This is a fanny. Can you see it?
Yep. I actually have the graphic up too. So
this is it. This is the actual one.
Yeah.
This is number 23 of 25.
He won Titus Butthole, 2012.
But it actually looks like Jessica Rabbit. Maybe she just copied this off.
I like it. It looks like a sperm. It looks like awesome. A penis. It's like.
Notice he says it like the two things he says. Not that it's a, you know, it's a beautiful
piece
of art. It's phallic.
There's a, it's very. No, I, Ling, okay, my best friend, is like one of
and
my
mine
best
friends. And mine was given to me by friend. Charmaine. Charmaine presented mine.
That's right. Aww. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we have that over there. So that was like super, super cool. But except for the fact that. Jay got me like basically having a heart attack during, you know, running two shows at once with him.
A tricky tray is a Chinese auction. Yes.
Okay. Well,
you're not gonna let it go.
I don't think they call it Chinese auctions because that's racist.
Then Ray is a racist because he just told me tricky tray equals Chinese auction.
Ray, you racist.
No. You're not Ray. You're right. Continue, Dan.
All right. So we also did our first. We decided we had to get out of Miami.
We got to get out of this list. We have like 38 more shows to go. So you're going to start picking things.
First Lauderdale show. What was that? Oh, but Jay, wait. Do you want to talk about the Exotica Chicago 2015 with the rooftop fire and the Stanley Cup?
Dude, you know what? I mean, we have like 18 more shows and like we're an hour and 40 minutes in. Like, I actually think that we should just like do a part two of this at some point because...
The history of Exotica. We'll just record it. It'll be like a book that we just
read. There's no. There's
my first Chicago show, I remember I was smoking with, he was a Chicago Bear. And he totally left me holding the joint.
I know who it was.
Jim McMahon. Sorry, I just have to rest. That's who it was.
There you go.
Tara's always like hanging out. Like, one. Remember we went to dinner at, you were doing a party at Tao in Vegas, and we went to dinner with your ex, and there was a bunch of us there, like Mariposa, me, and we're sitting there eating dinner, and Tony Gonzalez comes over and sits down, and then Mike Tyson comes up to our table. Yeah. Were you worried when Mike Tyson came over to the table?
No, because he's always been really nice to me, but the funny thing is he's also very
scary.
Voice, I don't know. He's pretty calm.
By the way, Ray is actually Asian, so it's okay. The tricky tray Chinese auction guy. So there you go.
Well, would you prefer we refer to it as a tricky tray that rather than Chinese auction?
Yeah, what's less racist?
Who are you offending with tricky tray? Magicians? Come on.
I don't know. I don't know. Ray's going to tell us, though. So,
actually, let me ask you this. Who have you had at the show that's been the most, like, controversial? Because I didn't even know Amy Fisher was there, because she's sort of infamous.
It wasn't that controversial.
But what about the tan mom? Wasn't everybody freaking out about her?
Tan mom came to a show. Actually, Jenna was at the show. We brought Jenna back.
Because I wasn't at that show.
Yeah,
that
was, I think it was actually that was the 10th anniversary of Exotica New Jersey, right, Jay?
It's something like that. All I know is that Tan Mom asked for gas money and we said no.
And she still came. Like, at first they're like, will you pay Tan Mom $5,000 to appear? No.
No. $500.
What?
No.
But did $100
in a hotel room.
Will you give her a hotel room? No.
No, because
were there fans or people though that freaked out and said, no, why are you having so and so or something?
No, she went off on Jenna.
Oh.
Did she?
Yeah, she went off on Jenna. She's like, who are you? To Jenna.
I mean, that's so planned.
She tried setting up her table, like, right next to Jenna, and we didn't have anybody by Jenna because Jenna had this crazy long line. And it was like, we had to actually have Tan Mom removed from the show. So we threw Tan Mom out of the show.
We had to have Benji from Howard Stern show removed, too.
One time, yeah, because he was getting, like, a little bit too crazy.
Dude, he was... I don't even think he remembers being removed from that show. He was on a different planet.
You know, I mean, I can't stand Farrah Abraham, the Teen Mom.
I wasn't at the show when she was there either, but some people told me about
that. If we had more time, I would read the email that she sent me.
Yeah, it's...
Because that thing is... It was... Like, you would have thought a serial killer wrote this thing.
Did you have her more than once?
No. We might have. We actually had her, I think, at two shows.
No, we had her once. Well, we had her once in Chicago. And she was actually somewhat pleasant until at the very last night of the show at the after party. The wheels came off her. She wasn't supposed to be drinking and somebody took her picture because she was out on parole because she had just gotten busted for DUI. Remember, she had just gotten out or something.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I won't lie. I watched Teen Mom for a little bit, but not enough.
But she was
now 90 Day Fiance. We could go on about. I'm fully caught up. But
you and fucking Kathy with that show.
We've had such a good group though over the years. Like I don't know. Because I'm just trying to think of like people like email and because sometimes I read the threads. Like I'm not super social media like chick. Like I don't get on there and I'm not. But I do read threads sometimes when I'm tagged. If that sounds selfish, and every once in a while I'll hear people say, "Oh, why don't you have so and so?" or "Why don't you have so and so?" But I always feel like we have such a good core. Like I was super excited when I got to sign with Adriana Chechik, Tori, like there's just certain girls, like we all jive really good together. We all do really well together at the show and it just makes for a good show.
But
I know you guys need to throw in, you know,
there's a lot of math that goes into it. You know, the big thing is like, are they reliable? Will they show up?
Right.
Will they like be?
Well, that's the other thing too. Fans don't get that. You have so-and-so, but it's like, we might not come.
We've had some, you know, some pipe dreams and like had people booked where we're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then they don't show up. And then you're like, then they come back and they're like, well, like I'll come this time. And you're like, eh, or will you? Like, you know, once Dan does an amazing job at being able to like know who's what and who's, you know, who will show up and who's responsible for this and who, like, you know, and listen, every once in a while, it's like, okay, we know somebody's going to be late. So in other words, we'll tell them it's, you know, 7 o'clock when really it's 7:45. Like, you know, it works, you know, you learn and it's one big kind of like dysfunctional family, you know, that has done all of this stuff. Like, you know, it's pretty crazy.
Well, and some girls are like very beautiful in their pictures, but they're not necessarily great with fans. Cause something I've always tried to tell people is like, when you're signing all day, when you're at a show, this is a very different atmosphere than just posting pictures on OnlyFans or Instagram. Right. You know, you have to be, there's a certain image you have to uphold.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and we're going to start it. We got to cut it off here in a little bit, but there's three comments that I must read to you. So tell me which one is the most flattering. Ready? Tara, did you plan on aging at any point? That was Moden.
Never.
Nomad says he's always been crazy about you.
Oh,
and Dinny 313 says, Tara can urinate in my cereal.
Yep, I saw that one.
So that's
What
it.
kind of cereal do you eat?
Tara's buzzed. I'm
No, I'm not
buzzed.
buzzed, but I'm tripping out because I'm going to be real with you for a second. When I never ate cereal because growing up, we had two options in my house, grape nuts or Total. So I kind of just developed this vendetta against cereal. But during this
Reese's Puffs.
quarantine, Reese's Puffs, that
Yeah,
would have been
Reese's.
amazing. But no, my parents were like, no sugar cereal. So
Oh, that's what I eat now.
oh, that's what you eat.
That's probably what I'm gonna eat for dinner tonight if I eat.
So I've never been a cereal person.
I
So. You
love
don't like
cereal.
cereal at all
Oh
then?
my God.
Well, I have a vendetta against it because I was never really allowed to eat it.
But now you
Grape
can,
nuts
Tara.
until
You could do what the fuck. You're Tara fucking Patrick. You could do
I
what you want.
know. I should be like, just get some boxes
Just move on to
of
BBW porn. You'll be just that's what that's the
Well, okay, so
direction.
back to the compliments. When you're in line, okay, and you know the next guy's coming up to you. Like I told you, the guy had me sign his plant. I've signed a few fleshlights. I've had a few guys get tattooed. They've asked me to autograph their arm or stomach or whatnot. I've seen Evan Stone sign a lot of tits. I've signed some tits, probably not as much as him, but and they
Ron
get
Jeremy decides
tattooed.
tits whether you want it or not.
Right? No, Evan's the same way though. He'll just be like, "Yeah, give me your
I
ass
don't see
too."
Evan sign as many autographs. He definitely is more of a rambunctious, like jump behind the picture guy than like the let
He's
me.
a photo bomb and a
Yeah, he's a
serial hugger.
yeah, for
Like
sure.
you go to
Oh,
shake his hand, he's like,
actually,
"Don't shake my hand. I'm gonna hug you."
yeah, he's a hugger.
yeah. But he's very, Evan is very, so my sister, who's very conservative, the first show she ever went to, Evan decides to wear like his medieval times outfit, like the super tight lace up pants, the cape, the whole nine. He's got his long flowy hair, and he goes to jump on the stage because he's got to present or host, and he can't get the legs up because the leather pants are too tight. And so he's like
His
trying to
balls are
get
in
up,
the
and
way.
my sister's standing there, and he's like, can you help? And she's like, what do I do? And she's like trying to push him on the stage in his tight leather pants. That was her introduction.
Right, well, listen, Dan, here's the
Sweet
deal.
Evan.
I got to do two things, right? One, say hi to Cindy Cheer, who was worked with us at Exotica LA.
Oh,
She's actually currently watching and said,
Is
"What's
she
up?"
Cindy? What's
Hey,
up?
she was so sweet.
And then also recognize the three people who have made it to every Exotica since we started: my mom, Mark, my stepdad who
And
runs
Jay's younger
our
brother.
VIP, and my much younger brother with no gray hair, myself. I ran up to Vermont to see my folks this week or during the week this week, and my mom was a little sick, so she's back and functioning. But hi, mom. So
Hi, mom. Get better soon.
They're the three every single show that we've ever done in every city. So
And it's so nice to see them. Like they're the first people that I see even when we come to the show. So
yeah,
that's always really
it's
nice.
really it's funny because when we first started, it was all about pretending to be bigger than we really were. And now
Don't
that
we still
we've
do that? No, I'm just
that
kidding.
and that that now we're bigger, we're like, yeah, we're still not big. You know, I mean, we have five
No.
people that work full time on this thing and, you know, and have our family and friends and folks that, you know, come in and run, you know, help us run it all. So
So
it's
thank you
it
to everybody for 15 years.
15 years has been a hell of a ride.
Everybody, and this year too, like all of our, hotel and convention center partners, I mean, thank you all for, working with us and, most importantly, the fans and Tara. I mean, you've always been there for, since the very beginning.
I love
Where
you guys.
we love you too. Where can remind everybody where they can find you on social media?
Oh, TaraPatrick.com, my website. I still run that shit,
She's got all
And
the
you got your
internet
own
social stuff.
OnlyFans, Tara Patrick, Instagram at Boba Fettuccini, fuck you, Instagram, and at Twitter, at Tara
Tara
One Patrick.
One Patrick. And you know who was at the first Exotica show too? We can never forget Chopper.
Chopper,
17
rest
years.
in peace,
God
Chopper,
rest in peace, Chopper.
Chopper. I heard his ghost on the last show. I don't know
Yeah,
whose dog that
he
was, but
he's come out a
it was
few
my
different
dog.
times, and it's the running joke
Chopper
every time.
and Big Time was at
Oh,
that
big
first show
time.
too.
That's crazy.
All my
I
dogs were
remember
there.
letting them out of your hotel room while you guys were signing.
So, guys, hey, everybody out there, please, just be
Be safe,
cool. Be
but
safe. Be excellent to each other.
get in the streets and fucking vote, and vote for the right people.
yes.
Right.
And we love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting Exotica. And for us, adult stars, porn stars.
Porn stars.
See, you notice you said adult stars first. Yeah, if you guys ever go to a tricky tray and win a fleshlight, don't put it in the dishwasher. Right. And everybody, check. Go to our website, exoticaexpo.com.
Actually, they should put it in the dishwasher because I've been asked to sign some fleshlights that were not
used
in the dishwasher.
That were used.
So I sure prefer you actually. And, or Tori Black.
So Tara, thank you.
Thank you, Tara.
Jay, our hour and a half-ish has now turned into an hour, and
we didn't break the two-hour mark there, so we don't have to change the show name.
So thank you. Hey, and check out our old episodes, exotica.tv. And hey, we are now on iTunes with a podcast.
We are.
You can listen. Ooh. You can listen to this very show. It actually looks a lot better.
Listen to this train wreck, and you Might don't have to look at Dan and I.
Exactly.
Yes.
But you missed
her and her unicorn. So, good night, everybody. Stay safe.
Stay sexy, baby.
Stay sexy. Bye.